Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Many people across the country are shoveling as snow continues to fall. WSEE-TV's Elspeth Misner is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
As plows worked to clear the streets from early morning through the afternoon, men and women did their part to help clear the paths from their homes.
Yesterday, I shoveled for 4 hours.
Wow.
And now I've been out here for about an hour.
Richard Kworoski is no stranger to the snow. He grew up in Erie and has seen his fair share of harsh winters. He says this snow is close to the Christmas snow of 2017. He was prepared but didn't think he would see this much snow.
Upstate New York's also getting a lot of the white stuff. Nearly 2 feet of snow has already fallen in some areas. As much as 2 to 3 feet possible along Lake Erie and south of Buffalo, where the conditions are causing problems for holiday shoppers. Mayor Christopher Scanlon.
While we do want people to go out and enjoy Small Business Saturday, support our small businesses, the emphasis has to be on safety while you're out doing it. Before you head out, make sure you check the weather. These weather events can always change.
But lots of shopping and spending is still going on this weekend, especially for those who can't get out. A record $10.8 billion was spent online on Black Friday, according to Adobe analyst Vivek Pandya.
We've seen a propulsive level of spending this holiday season, especially on major days like Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And we see consumers being quite price sensitive and price conscious.
Just days after he threatened sweeping tariffs on goods from three of the U.S.'s largest trading partners, President-elect Trump hosted one of the leaders at Mar-a-Lago. CBS's Christiane Benavides is there.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau left West Palm Beach, Florida after an unscheduled meeting with President-elect Donald Trump. Trump has vowed to implement a 25% tariff on imported goods from Canada and Mexico unless more is done to stop what he calls the flow of illegal drugs and migrants into the U.S. On social media, Trump called the meeting productive.
Well, you probably still have a load of Thanksgiving leftovers in your fridge, but are they still okay to eat? The USDA says you got until Monday to eat the turkey, or you can put the meat in an airtight container and freeze it for up to 3 months. If you have leftover mashed potatoes, they're still good for at least a few more days. As for the gravy, it's probably ready to pitch by now. Same deal, they say, for green beans, which were probably way overcooked anyway. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's kick the second hour off with a double dip of some poppy punk extraordinaire. It's Eddie A. Dynamite and All About That Girl. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
At that movie, you the loser by yourself. She just broke up with her boyfriend. She needed emotional help. When she calls you on the phone.
intentional, it doesn't matter. And girl, I can't get you out of my head. You pose for the Sears catalog, but I think that you pose for me. I fell in love with you, now you know it's true. My girlfriend will be
Eddie A. Dynamite on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Doing three from Eddie A. Dynamite because that last song is just 35 seconds long. Before that, a couple off their new album, Girlfriend on Page 43 and All About That Girl. If you don't know about Maxmas, the Madison area Christmas compilation albums, they were done about 10 years ago by a bunch of bands here in Madison. Got together. They all covered like a song or did an original Christmas song. It's punk rock Christmas to the extreme. Highly worth listening to and endorsed by yours truly. How you doing? I am Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have the app, make sure you grab the app right now and put it on your phone. You can take Civic Media wherever you go. The app is available at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us. Coming up this hour, I got double dips from Mickey Magnum. We'll do some American Dead as well. Terry Barr is going to check in. She has a great interview with Molly Fish from the Civil Engineers and local owner of a bookstore here in Madison. Terry will have all the details for you that coming up after 7:30. As you know, I'm a huge Something to Do fan. Their latest album, Here Comes the Panic, is now available on vinyl. Ooh, I'm going to stock my stuffing with that for sure. They're also going to be at the High Noon Saloon on December 6th with Mustard Plug. Here's their latest song, Sweet Caffeination. Something to Do on Max Inc. Radio.
Somehow, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Show.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The master of mayhem himself, Mickey Magnum there. And Stand Tall, I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. Both of those songs from his latest release. Unfortunately, no shows on the books for Mickey. Hopefully, sometime soon, he'll book some shows. We get to see him live. I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you on a Saturday evening. Thank you for tuning in and your support of the local music scene across the state of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes with a great interview with Molly Fish from the Civil Engineers. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall here in Madison. Cat and kitten adoptions, plus organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. It's Noah's Ark Pet Center in Madison at Northgate Mall. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now three Madison locations on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday night. It must be Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, the holiday season is officially underway, and we recommend gifting great local music. Or how about a great book? Terry Barr sat down and talked with musician Molly Fish to learn about her local bookstore and why she loves both reading books and writing songs and how they go together.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grandma, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers shoot for their fourth consecutive victory and a series sweep of Alaska Anchorage. Adam Morrison is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Ian Perra, the former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach alongside, I'm Brian Posick. Well, last night the Badgers improved to 5-8 with a 7-1 rout of the Seawolves here at the Kohl Center. Gavin Morrissey had 2 goals and 4 points. Ryland Mosley had 1 goal and 4 points. Kyle Kukkonen scored twice. He had 3 points as the Badgers won for just the second time in 7 home games and for just the second time in 7 Friday night games. And Ian, it was a pretty complete game by the Cardinal and White, wasn't it?
Well, I don't see Mike Hastings smile very often, but at the end of the first period, he had a grin that was ear to ear, because as any coach will tell you, after a week off and you want to keep the magic from the sweep at Penn State, all the rest of that kind of stuff, the way they came out and dominated, at least in the first 9 minutes, 8-9 minutes, territorial advantage, everybody's getting shots on net, everybody's getting an opportunity to play, there's no penalties, there's good flow to the game. You just, all of a sudden, you just see guys like Coach Hastings just take a big sigh of relief and go, yes, it's working. and that's a feeling that only as a coach you can have, and I was so happy for him, because there's been a lot of stress in his life, I'm sure, and especially in the situation that having been split with UAA, yeah, set a precedent right now.
Yeah, in fact, Wisconsin has scored 18 goals in the last 3 games, all victories. They had scored 18 goals in the first 10 games this season when they started 2-8. Meanwhile, Matt Shasby's Anchorage Seawolves are 2-10-1, held to only 19 shots on goal last night, their third lowest total this season. But keep in mind, the 2 Anchorage wins this season have come in the finale of a 2-game series.
True.
It's Wisconsin and Anchorage. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Is this real leather?
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison for Game 2 of the Badgers Weekend Series with Alaska Anchorage. Wisconsin, a 7-1 win last night. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us. And, you know, Mike, all year long, really, 11 of your 13 games this season, you've had the lead at some point in time. The last three games, it's gone your way. You found a way to protect that lead. It was a little shaky maybe on Friday at Penn State, and then Saturday your power play came through. Last night you did it again, added a goal and a third to really finish off a strong win for your club. So what is your team doing better now when it has the lead?
That managing pucks last night, but still went out and, you know, I thought we possessed the puck. I thought we played offense without creating Anchorage's offense by transition and getting them out by turning pucks over in hard areas. I thought last night was probably, we had more time and space than maybe we have at other times this year, but I thought the guys managed the puck real well and played well with it and played well without it.
When you have the lead, it's nice to extend the lead, too. But you mentioned not giving Anchorage any offensive chances, really, either. You held them to four shots on goal in the third period. That's a pretty resounding third period.
Well, and we were able to roll four lines. You know, I think the mentality from the group was 7, 12, and 19, you know, our guys that have been driving us offensively. They were also driving us responsibility-wise last night. When they had it and when they didn't, I thought our changes were better in the third period. We continue to have to work on that and making sure that we're changing at the appropriate time. And you know what? Just like you said, extending a lead. I thought getting the first one right away with the usual suspects and then Kukkonen, you know, he's been a streaky guy as far as a goal scorer over his career. And it's great to see him starting to light the lamp consistently. Him, Fitzgerald, and Laskowski are starting to have a little bit of chemistry. And hence comes our secondary scoring, which we're going to need if we want to be effective here up until Christmas. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here because I know fans feel this way too. Well, you should be able to do what you did last night against a team like Alaska Anchorage. You can't really go there as a head coach, you don't, right?
Well, you never do. You know, go ahead and look at the landscape of college hockey right now. I think, you know, Fairbanks, you know, beat Minnesota or tied Minnesota last night. As we're talking about this now, they're ahead of them in that building. You got Bemidji beating North Dakota last night. They're ahead of North Dakota right now. For us, and again, we can't look in anybody else's backyard. We got to worry about our own. We've got enough on our plate. We are making progress, and now is another opportunity. And so don't look in the rearview mirror. Don't look too far out in front of your car. Make sure you're focused on what's in front of you. And that's what this group has done over the last couple of weeks. They've been rewarded for it, and now we have to go out and do that again tonight.
The Badgers and the Anchorage Seawolves. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
It's Wisconsin and Anchorage tonight, a late night here at the Kohl Center. The Wisconsin men's basketball team was action earlier today against Chicago State and won the game, now 8-0. So congrats to Greg Gard's squad, which opens up Big Ten play at home Tuesday night against Michigan. Mike, last night, you said the usual suspects, Gavin Morrissey and Ryland Mosley, and Quinn Finley had another excellent night, combined for 4 goals and 11 points. And Gavin had 2 goals and 4 points last night. He's up to 15 points already as a freshman. I don't know if you foresaw this coming out of this young man. You always look out for the best interest of this of your young men, too. Here's a kid that's undrafted. He had gone through injuries throughout his career, and he's playing some really good hockey at the age of 21, his freshman year, and maybe getting the attention of some pro scouts. I know you hope so.
Yeah, it's starting for him right now, and it's well-earned. You know, he does the press last night, and one of the first things that really comes out with Gavin, as you know, when you're around him, is his humility. You know, he's a guy that, you know, when good things happen, he points fingers. He points them at others. When bad things happen, he'll point a thumb and say, hey, I need to be better. Those are guys you want in your locker room. Those are guys you want to play with. And, you know, he's mentioned Mosley, he's mentioned Finley, and those guys, I thought, played as honest as a game as they could last night, and they were rewarded for it. And it's amazing how the hockey gods will do that for you when you go ahead and put the work in. And I'm just, you know, hopefully he can rinse and repeat and go out and do what he needs to do tonight. But he's an everydayer. He's a guy that comes in and does what he's supposed to do every day, squeezes as much out of an opportunity as he can, and we need that again tonight.
And no changes tonight either. Tommy Scarfone back in goal.
Back in net, yep.
Yeah, and Tommy's played well. He's won 4 straight starts. He's kind of solidifying that role, isn't he?
Yeah, we needed somebody to grab the bull by the horns and grab that net, and hopefully he can have a great outing again tonight.
Badgers and the Seawolves coming up. My thanks to head coach Mike Hastings. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there?
sauerkraut, peas, beets? The ants are coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Lock, brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin and Anchorage face off in about 15 minutes, so if you're driving around town or you're sitting at home listening to the radio right now and looking for something to do, come on out to the Kohl Center and check out the Badgers. Game two of a four-game homestand, defending Big Ten champion and top-ranked Michigan State will be in town next weekend. Tonight it's Wisconsin and Anchorage, and Ian, Anchorage managed only 19 shots on goal last night. Badgers jumped out to a 2-0 lead, then scored four more in the second. Anchorage really didn't generate much offense at all in the first or third periods, but the first period only five shots on goal. Still, they've got some team speed. A couple of kids that stood out. Dylan Contreras scored their lone goal last night. Max Helgeson, top line right winger, had 14 goals as a sophomore a year ago. He's pretty good. Ryan Johnson as well. Aiden Weston, second line centerman. They've got some talent there, but you know, this is an independent a hockey club that does a lot of recruiting in the North American Hockey League, not the USHL. Now that Major Juniors is open for recruitment, maybe that'll change up in Anchorage. But nevertheless, they try to find, you know, hidden gems, if you will. They've got some pretty good players sprinkled throughout the lineup.
Well, your comment about the Canadian Tier 1 players being eligible to go to college now, despite the fact that they got paid to play when they were playing in Tier 1.
Yeah.
And the proximity of Anchorage to the BCJHL, the Alberta teams, the Washington teams,
yep,
whatever, that are in the Western Hockey League, I guess is the correct term for that division, or Tier 1 league, is definitely a selling point. I mean,
yep,
their proximity is definitely a selling point. How successful they will be, you know, there's always that, you know, the guy's 23 years old when I recruited him. Does he really want to play hockey? Does he just want to come here and have a good time? So
yeah,
six of one, half dozen of the other. But, no, I was impressed with some of their talent. And as we, with the Contreras goal, obviously speed kills.
Yep.
And if they could get two or three more guys with his speed, they'd put a lot of people back on their heels.
Yep. Badgers and the Seawolves will set the line charts for you and check what else is going on in college hockey. When we return to the Kohl Center, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Well, Mike Hastings teased it during his pregame show. Alaska had a 2-1 lead at third-ranked Minnesota after two periods of play today. Alaska and the Gophers tied at 1 in overtime last night. Well, Minnesota scored 4 goals in the third period to win that hockey game 5-2. Rody Lamb, a shorthanded goal to tie it. And then Leo Gruba had the go-ahead goal. Liam Soulier, 21 saves. The Gophers now 13-2-1. And will host Michigan next weekend. The sixth-ranked Wolverines have a 2-0 lead on seventh-ranked Western Michigan after two periods in Ann Arbor. Last night, the Broncos beat Michigan 4-1 behind the goaltending of Cameron Rowe. Notre Dame finished runner-up at the Friendship Four in Belfast, Northern Ireland. The Irish fell to Boston University today 4-3. Blake Biondi scored his third goal of the tournament, actually gave the Irish a 3-1 lead after two. But BU scored 3 goals in the third against ONC and earned the victory. Notre Dame has lost 8 of 9 and sits at 6-10 this season. And after a 7-0-1 start to the season, Ohio State has lost 4 of its last 6 and got swept at Princeton today. 3-1 the final score. The Buckeyes are 9-4-1 and will host Penn State next weekend. Michigan State, which shut out Lindenwood last night, wraps up that series against the Lions tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see the Spartans here in Madison next Friday and Saturday nights. Both games start at 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Also, the Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Maine today 6-1 to complete a sweep. Quinn Kuntz had 16 saves and a goal, her first win as a Badger. Kirsten Sims had 2 goals and a helper. Mark Johnson's club is 17-1 and plays at Minnesota State next weekend. All right, let's get to the quick trip lineups tonight. First off, for Alaska Anchorage and their third-year head coach, Matt Shasby. Their starting goaltender this evening is a freshman from Santa Clarita, California. His name is Tyler Kritsoff. He's 6'2", 190 pounds, making his playing in his fifth game tonight, his third start. He stopped 14 of 15 shots in the third period last night. Looked pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was, and that's such an uncomfortable position to be put in when you're starting goaltender. And I will honestly say not any fault of his.
Yeah.
He ends up giving up 6 goals. But, you know, the fact of the matter being is that sometimes change is for the good, even if you don't understand why the change is being made. And so it'll rest their starting goaltender, and this young man came in. He stood tall pretty much the entire third period.
Starting defensively for Anchorage, Gunnar Van Dam, 6-foot sophomore from Pittsford, New York, and then Dylan Finley, a 6'2 junior from Quebec. And then offensively, the starting forward line is the fourth line. Two of the three players did not play last night. The left winger, Jared White, to transfer from Western Michigan. He's from Edmonton. Doesn't have a goal, 3 assists in 12 games this season. The centerman from Parker, Colorado, Alex Gomez, doesn't have a goal in 6 games this season. He's 6'4", 190 pounds. And the right winger, Ben Anderson from Crystal, Minnesota, 1 goal and 3 points in 12 games for the former member of the North American Hockey League's Wisconsin Wendigo. As for the Wisconsin Badgers, in goal, Tommy Scarfoni, the 6-foot senior from Montreal, now 4-4, a 260 goals against average, an 897 save percentage. Ian Scarfoni's won his last four starts with a save percentage of 919. That's good enough to win a lot of hockey games, isn't it?
It is, and again, we've referred to it pretty much all year long, is that Badgers get shots, they just don't get shots to score, and hopefully this last two weekends of play, this weekend and last weekend, have broken the ice on the dam, and a lot more of them will go in, and he'll be a lot less busy.
Starting defensively for Mike Hastings' squad, junior Ben Dexheimer, 7 assists in 13 games, and Zach Scholes, the sophomore from South Lyon, Michigan, has yet to register a point. He'll be playing his sixth game of the season. Up front, the starting line for the Badgers. In the middle, 5'11 freshman Gavin Morrissey from Rochester Hills, Michigan. 4 goals, 15 points. 2 goals, 4 points, and plus 3 last night for Morrissey. The right winger, Rylan Mosley, who had a 4-point night. He had a goal. Mosley now 3 goals, 7 points in the last 3 games for the 5'11 fifth year from Arnprior, Ontario. And on the left wing, after extending his point scoring streak to 5 games, 4 goals, 10 points in that span, Quinn Finley lit the lamp for the 9th time last night in 13 games, the sophomore from Suamico, Wisconsin. Also, Ian, it looks like the second line, Mike Hastings has found a pretty good combination there. In the middle, Christian Fitzgerald, the junior from Coquitlam, British Columbia, a couple of assists last night. On the left wing, Cody Liskoski, the transfer from RIT from Camrose, Alberta. He has 3 goals in the last 3 games. And then Kyle Kukinen, the junior from Maple Grove, Anaheim Ducks draft choice. He's got 4 goals and 8 points. And 4 of those goals, all 4 of the goals, have been scored in the last 5 games. So they've come along here now.
The one thing that's amazing to me is that you have a left-handed center iceman, a left-handed or right-handed right winger, and a right-handed left winger. It appears to me that Kukinen and Liskoski, they just kind of trade positions whenever they get the opportunity because they're both right-handed and want to be on the shooting side of the puck.
Third line for the Badgers, sixth-year center Owen Lindmark, 2 goals in 13 games. Owen Mellenbacher, the sophomore from Fort Erie, Ontario, yet to register a point in 6 games this season. Jack Horbach looking for his first goal, playing in his 13th game this season, the junior from Naperville, Illinois. And the fourth line, junior Tyson Dick with sophomore Sawyer Scholl and freshman Adam Pietila. The other defensive pairs, senior Daniel Lodge with freshman Logan Hensler. Fifth year, Anthony Kerr with freshman Jack Phelan. Weston Knox is the extra skater for the Badgers tonight. And the UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Joe Palatichuk, sophomore defenseman, out with an upper body injury. So is freshman forward Ryan Botterill. And Simon Tassi, the junior forward, out with a lower body injury. Forward Luke Buss is a healthy scratch. So there are the quick trip lineups for you tonight. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up in just a moment. But first, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Crowd still filing in for the series finale between Wisconsin and Anchorage, and we'll drop the puck here in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers.